There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And
yep. Most regrettable.
There's some Millers in that little ice chest. Hey, you can just bring that over here, I guess.
I got all of the stuff set up. I'm sounding good.
Sounding great.
All right.
How about here?
Yep.
Mic check.
Great.
One, two, three.
The little one, Jay.
Got it.
Is that your little change drawer over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. That's kind of condescending.
Compared to yours, it is.
Yeah. Looks like it might still be like 90 bucks in there.
It's all
like
silver.
All silver, yeah.
Not a single penny up in there. I throw them bees out. I'm not going to roll. You know, I'm not going to roll those pennies. And I saw a horror story recently of like a Redditor who like spent hours rolling all of his pennies to take them into the bank, and they like pointed at a like a machine that you pour them all into.
Oh. Yeah, the only problem though is some of those like Walmart, man. What do they take? Like 3%? Maybe
it's
more.
Like, it's like their own like coin sorter. You just dump it into. Yeah.
Yeah. If you bank there, you better not be paying. What do they call that? Money changing? Isn't that the Bible?
Oh, it's just that's just mean.
Mean, real mean.
Yeah. Imagine you go into, you know, break a 20 and they're like, okay, for $2.
Right.
Not happening.
I mean, check. I even get the like you got to buy something. That's the only way the cash register opens. Okay, well, he's getting something. Now just paying some machine to do something it was told it doesn't need the money to do.
Yeah, but if you need an even amount for like drugs or something, you got to take 100 into 60.
Exact change only, please.
No doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an A ball.
Definitely.
Well, speaking of, before we started this, we were talking drug testing for some reason. It's come up in a work environment or something. I don't know if that's a policy you're bringing into the new radio station.
Yeah, new radio station, by the way.
Oh, but
the stupidest
around here, everybody would be out of work.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's right.
Fire everyone.
Why do you think Tyson and Pilgrim's always asking for people?
Or they're letting you know, we're going to have a random drug test in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. On this day at this time.
Stop smoking, idiots.
Yeah. But the stupidest drug testing story was this happened to a very good guy, or he let this happen to himself. This was a guy I got to, I ended up working with about 6, 7, 8 months working with him. His girlfriend kicked him out. And we were like friends with her as well. It was a good like couple thing with them. And then me and my wife. But she, for whatever reason, broke up with him. He had nowhere to stay. It was her place. So I was like, you know, we've known you long enough. We got an extra room. Come crash with us.
That's very good of you.
Yeah. You know, $50 a week too. You know, wasn't too bad.
You charged?
Man, that's like,
he just kicked out of his house.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know.
You charged me about $200.
Something like that.
A week?
And
a month. So $50 a week. Yeah. You know,
I think
$200
a week.
I was like, holy crap. You're
what's your mortgage? He didn't lose his job, by the way. Okay, he just lost his girlfriend. He got more money. Okay, so $50 a week. Just
I know if he was in a situation that you would totally have let him stay.
Sure,
there.
Yeah,
I know this. So I'm
and he because he especially since he eventually became family. Like technically, you know, we let him move in, and we like joked with him one time that we were just like, don't date Caitlin's sister. All right. Oh, and it's not because like we're real protective of her. You got to ask me.
A weirdo about it. Exactly.
Definitely not. It's just like, she's just a little crazy. And we were really afraid of what would happen to him. He's a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. Very nice guy.
You told the same thing to me.
Yeah. But the only thing is he had two passions. Yeah. I told, again, at least you follow the advice.
Yeah, right. Almost didn't. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Because I promise you, we wouldn't be doing this right now if that had happened. But
sorry, I derailed you. I
totally derailed me. That's all right.
Well, he
just pause it for a second.
He was, $50 a week at your place.
Got
involved in all that.
Two passions in life. Okay, with soccer, he was a fantastic soccer player. That is like he lived and breathed.
Nice.
He played FIFA, and when he wasn't playing FIFA, he was playing for real.
Not an easy sport.
No.
No, yeah. Dude was super in shape.
Nice.
You know, constantly working out on the porch and stuff. Real, for the most part, real clean guy. Like, he would, like, I was always impressed. Like, he would cook a whole meal for himself and then, like, do the dishes immediately after. It's like, right. You couldn't even trace that he was there.
Now, wait, was he, like, one of those super handsome soccer guys?
He's pretty good looking.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay. Everyone
was
thought,
his last name Silva?
It's, dang it, I forgot, but he was like a quarter or an eighth Italian, and he really went with that.
Oh, nice.
Like, he only blue-eyed, blonde-headed Italian you'd ever meet.
But hey, guys, I'm making the calzones.
he was about Italian as the owners of the Italian restaurant that he worked at. We're all from, like, Bosnia or something, you know. You're just a wannabe Italian. Gotcha. And I've met a lot of those where I went to high school. It's a lot of Portuguese. All Da Silva is every one of their last names. And I all like just want to be Italians. Language.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. I like the Portuguese. Sure.
I like the Portuguese language. Fine. That's
what Oh, the language.
I don't know the people.
they're
sure,
you know,
great people. I'm sure.
Like, very, you know, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese people. They kind of run. You know, Italians are a little bit lighter.
Yeah,
you know,
it's the same, like, latitude for sure.
Just same latitude. Now, I'm not talking about culturally. You know, just like the same kind of hair.
Yeah.
Mediterranean
folk.
Yeah. Yes. Now, Portuguese is the official language of Brazil.
Yeah.
Is there a Brazilian language?
I don't think so.
Well, there's like the native languages. Portugal that conquered Brazil or incorporated it into their empire.
Brazil's so much bigger than anything Portugal. Like, Portugal is like,
you could fit a lot of Portugals in Brazil.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Then they also had Angola, Portuguese East Africa as well, like Mozambique and stuff. I think maybe a Mozambique or something. Damn. They still speak
Portugal put
Portuguese.
In work back in the day.
All over. Okay. Marco Polo was from there, right?
Okay.
I don't know. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Discovering all kinds of shit.
Marco
Polo. Yeah. Yeah. Greatest water sport ever.
Exactly.
Anyway, so his first passion was soccer.
Yep. And then his second was getting high. All right. Okay. So he did that a lot. Well, he ended up getting with my sister-in-law.
Uh-oh.
And I remember
have
the
you
night.
Warned him?
Am I going to have to cut this whole story out?
No. Okay. This is all good. This is all good. But we just knew because one night she was going to come over, and when she does, he's trailing behind her. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're dating. We've been dating for a while, like secretly or whatever, which is, I didn't care that much.
Right,
you know,
it's
a way, man,
more joke.
Do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. But they end up getting, they find their own place, then get engaged, and then get married, and then buy a house.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this was like first 3 months of their relationship. Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. They moved to another town, I think like El Dorado, Magnolia, somewhere over there. But part of Caitlin's family, Caitlin and Catherine's family, they have some like an oil field or something that's extended family, like runs it, owns it or something, out in South Central Arkansas. And they were going to get Derek a job out there, the now brother-in-law, former roommate, get him a job out there. Obviously, a job in the oil field, you're going to be drug tested like crazy before you start there. I mean,
a lot of heavy equipment, stuff like that.
A lot of people dying, in the oil industry. So
especially if you're smashed on, you know, Yakims.
Yeah, lots of Yakims. But any case, he goes to his like first day. And they drug test him. And he's like, oh, I didn't know. Like, hold on just a second. I have to run out to the car. Yeah. Imagine when he was telling me this story. He's like, I got to go run out to the car. So he does. And he, I guess, kept a thing of bleach in his vehicle for incidences like this. Because he claimed that if you drank a little bit of bleach, it'd clean your system.
I thought you was dropping.
Just a little bit.
I thought you were dropping like one drop in the pee.
Yeah. He says you died. No. You drink it is what he was saying.
I heard you would die if you
didn't.
Yes.
You would die.
Okay.
Normal.
One of the most toxic substances.
Yeah.
They did make poison gas out of it in wars and stuff. Yeah. But
you just put, there's a couple of normal things you put together and make that poison gas, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't
know. Bleach is already, what is it? It's that
chlorine
you know, and whatever.
Chlorine and bleach. That's it. I think you're right.
Well, bleach is chlorine.
Yeah.
And
what you smell in a pool.
Oh, yeah, like that's bleach?
That's bleach. Yeah. Or chlorine.
In a chlorine form.
Yeah.
I got you.
Chlorine hydrox or something.
Something like that. Bleach is pretty much just probably diluted chlorine, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's toxic to like everything, you know?
It's vile. Like, I couldn't. Could you imagine?
I could.
Like, just
not
having
growing
it
up
near you. 10 feet away, you'd be like, you know, right, bleach, you know?
Yeah, you smell it in the pool as soon as you walk into the room. Yeah.
You get it on your skin, like the actual stuff, and you start to already feel it. Like, burns. I don't think that's supposed to be on me.
These are all concerns he expressed to me. These are all concerns I expressed to him telling me this story.
I was like, he's an educated man. He's just making it.
No, he's like, no, it's fine. I've done it so many times, and I'm starting to think, like, the guy was, he was a good guy, but not always the smartest guy. And I was like, okay, well, it's starting to make some sense here. You've been drinking cleaning solution forever.
He did it back before eating Tide Pods was cool, bro.
All kinds of laundry products and, but he goes to gets the drug test, fails at it, and decides he's not gonna tell the sister-in-law or his wife.
Oh no.
So I remember he was telling me all this before she found out. It was only a few days later that, of course, her family who owned the place called her and said, I don't know what he's been telling you, but we did have to let him go, because they were really disappointed. They were like, set him up with a good job and stuff.
We also found an alarming amount of bleach in his urine. You should get that checked out.
Yeah, definitely. He told her that he was there his first day, and they wouldn't issue him like a hard hat and a bunch of stories and how it was super dangerous and he thought he'd just die out there. That's what he told her, and she was like, oh, okay, I guess. I mean, if you're not comfortable with it. And then she finds out a few days later, a week later,
you're just a pussy. Man.
Yeah, you
sorry.
Yeah. You fail a drug test and you lie to your wife.
Exactly.
About the whole thing. Ooh. When is her family that like runs it? Of course the truth is gonna come out, you know. Jeez. And then like I think so that was like third, fourth month into their relationship, a couple months later, you know, he got stabbed by her, and then they divorced.
Oh wow!
So,
okay,
you know, happy ending at the end, nonetheless.
The trial's still going.
He got his.
Can't release too much information.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I just like the idea. I drink it all the time, dude. Do it all the time.
Yeah.
He just casually brings up one day. He's just like, "Dude, you know, I shot a lot less blood last night than normal. Does that ever happen to you guys?
Yeah, when's the last time you had a drug test?
Right.
I drink bleach all the time.
I just go ahead and take it now in case I pop a random.
Yeah.
It's a daily.
Yeah. He goes mouthwash and then with the bleach, throw it back.
That dude was a character though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The only person I knew that would like, he would take his meals outside so he could smoke weed and eat at the same time. Like I could see him out there, like it be watching something on his phone or listen to a podcast or something. He'd be like laughing and smoking, food is blowing out of his mouth at the same time.
That's weird.
Like, he'd like, you know,
why do I picture eggs?
He'd be like scrambled eggs and he's just
falling out of his mouth.
Super obnoxious.
It was a lot of pasta. He was big into pasta because of that 1/16th Italian coming out. And he worked in an Italian restaurant. So he would bring a lot of that back. He was always eating. It was either something red or yellow.
Yeah.
I don't need to see a tortellini alla panna, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What you having him for dinner? A tortellini.
Bro, you got to stop.
Yeah.
I had some old time friends of mine come over once when he was still living with us. And he had a bench press out on the porch, and he had the bar 45 pounds, or I think standard for a bar, right? And then he kept like 20 on each side, so it was like 85 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't a very big guy, he was tone conditioned and all
tone
that.
All day with that.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the same, you're not going to try to impress somebody with 85 pounds when they come over. So a couple of buddy of mine's come by, and like I had told him that they were coming by. I don't know if he was in his room looking out the window, but the second they pulled up, he like runs out on the porch and just starts pumping that 85 pounds. I mean, obviously, no, he had the bench.
But he was on a bench, like on his back.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing other things. Okay.
No. Just
bench it. That's
just benching 85 pounds. Yeah.
Okay.
And so my friends come up, and one guy had never met him before. He just looks at him. He's like, "Do you want me to put some weight on that thing?" And burned him that way. And he's like, "No, this is what I'm going for." Yeah, didn't say a word to him else. Yeah. We just went inside and chilled.
I'm going for the drummer from Motley Crue look.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Like a tight sausage, but thin.
Yeah, no, he kind of had like a Mick Jaggerish kind of body.
Yeah. Mick Jaggerish. There you go.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Similar yet different.
Like where I imagine if you tried to prod a finger into Mick Jagger, he'd be like hard as steel. I don't know why, like, but thin, like Slender Man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it'd be like no blood in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, right, that's a crazy way to fail a drug test. You say smoke like in the ride, right?
Like, oh yeah, I guess he told me. Yeah, he was smoking in the parking lot.
Yeah, before he goes in, take the edge off.
Yeah.
Of the deathly equipment.
I mean, weed. It was just as dumb as can be, you know?
Yeah. Shite.
Now he lives in San Francisco, and the only thing I ever hear
is... He's a big fan, dude. He's going to hear all this.
Yeah. The only thing I see is, like, every couple of weeks he puts a post on Facebook about how someone broke into his car or his apartment. He's found, like, homeless people sleeping in it and stuff. He says he doesn't even lock his apartment anymore because it saves them from having to break into it. And the guy never had a whole lot. Like, when he lived, he was very a minimalist kind of guy. So I don't imagine he's, you know, probably anything that he had were stolen.
Hey, my dad's similar to that. He of course lives in Oklahoma City, but like when he goes riding his bike out like at the lake there, I blanked on the name for whatever reason.
Me too. The lake at
Lake. Yeah. The one I always ride around in Oklahoma City Lake.
I don't remember. A gun to my head, I wouldn't know. Like when I hear it, I'll be like, yeah.
You follow Texoma?
Great Lakes.
Yes.
But no, this one is a smaller lake that is named after somebody. Why am I blanking on this? I used to the most bodies dumped on there. In there. Anyway, nice. in the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, per capita.
Yeah. No, literally all. Yeah. Most bodies, period.
For every gallon of water, there's 0.3 of a body.
New York's like, hey, I know we got the East River, but at least it ain't
right.
Whatever blank lake in
exactly. In Oklahoma City. Yeah. But anyway, it's... So what was that? Where was I going with that?
It was
about your dad being a minimalist.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like well that done. Style. Well yeah.
Done. Yeah.
Or maybe he doesn't lock his house.
Yeah. His car.
Car. Yeah.
When we ride around the lake, he's always like, don't leave nothing in the truck that you don't want stolen. Cause I'm gonna leave it unlocked because I'm gonna let them check in there and see if they want before they break the window. He's like, I'll just let them open the door.
That's not a bad policy.
It's not bad.
I've heard people say, well, what would they just pee? Or take a poop inside your truck. And if they're going to, it doesn't matter if they broke the window.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, they're
you're pooping
it, no
and
what.
A broke window.
Yeah.
Or you just got a pooper scoop.
Yeah.
One of the two.
You'd be surprised how many people are looking for bathrooms like that. Like, that's a big thing, right? Like, most stolen cars are, like, bummed. Hey, like, there's going to be a duty left in there.
Yeah. You know,
just for some
quick business.
Yeah.
Lake Stanley Draper. Draper Lake, also known as Draper Lake. Yeah, that is the name of it. But just look it up. Most bodies dumped in the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think Draper Lake is top.
Okay,
at one time or annually, or do you know exactly how that's figured?
Oh no, man! Every time they have every time they have low water, like recently, they find like three or four cars.
Okay,
they just body. That's like they fake deaths there all the time. They dump bodies in the woods out there because there's a lot of woods around this lake. There's a track now, and there's a lot of people out there now, so it's much less. They don't dump them out there near as much.
Okay,
but even last time they had
now that
major
the tourists are coming by.
Yeah, exactly. But now that even when they had the last major drought, they still found a couple of cars in the lake. So.
I don't know. I have like a vision of like a garbage truck or like a dump truck backing up, and then just the bodies, just, you know, gangsters tipping out like 100 bodies out into the lake and just a pile of them.
The most bodies ever dumped in one piece of water at one time.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Yeah. Being your roommate, it was a good enough time. But we're doing the podcast here in the
at your house,
at my rental,
dude. I love it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's blank in here. There's not much going on, but
it's different.
There.
It's different from my house in the sense that I don't have to worry about a dog barking.
Yep,
and the wife coming home.
Right, right. That's you're safe it. Here.
Yeah,
the serendipitous boundaries of your homestead here.
Yeah, yeah. It feels good. So we're in the living room here when we've been doing it in Lindley's living room.
Right.
And we've just been talking about how much better the podcast does feel not at the radio station. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's something about lifting. Just
no offense to the radio station.
Of course not.
I think the comfort of sitting back in the... excuse me, sitting back in the couch is completely different than
no window that we got
fishbowl, you know,
a stack of work like right behind me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep thinking.
Good
about
point.
Mm-hmm. When somebody would yell out something.
Yeah,
you know,
the worst distraction here, I believe, is Super Mario.
Yeah. I'm like, we should wrap this thing up pretty quick because I'm about to play some of that.
You got some cats running around somewhere.
Right? Yeah. Cats are running around. They're all locked up.
Yeah, I'm checking this place out. It's not too many times, I guess, I've really been here since you got it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Between the moving in and then their whole ringworm incident. Yeah. Yes, which you say is all wrapped up. And
I'll have to decontaminate you before you leave.
Okay. Is that like carpet samples leaned up against the wall there? I don't know what that is.
Oh, no, that's
honeycomb.
It's a cat scratch.
It's a cat scratcher.
Oh, it's a cat. Okay. Yeah, cool.
It's got a look. Does it have the stuff inside
of
it?
Yeah, the packet of catnip that you throw goes in there.
You haven't even decorated it yet.
No. I don't have anything to put on these walls, I realize.
Really?
That's like funny. Nothing like entertainment. I've won now. I got to throw it up. I haven't put it up yet. My OK Corral.
Oh, yeah. Tombstone. Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Right.
It'll go right there. Look really out of place because there's nothing else.
Well, whoever lived here before, they definitely see a lot of nails poking out of the wall. Yeah. So, he won't even have to do that.
Exactly.
You need some family photos. I just for years, the best photos in our house were when you buy photo frames, it has those beautiful families sampled in there, right in an 8x10 or whatever.
I might just have to pick one of those up.
We had a couple, it was like a black family, all beautiful people. And I'm looking at it as like better than anything my family's ever come up with. I might as well just leave it on the wall.
Yeah.
Exactly. We had a lot of questions from people like, so who is that?
That's
like,
my family.
Yeah.
it's just better. It's, you know,
yeah,
it's a remake, you know,
I would wonder as I stared into the picture, like, do they ever think, are people looking at them right now? Because I mean, they're like models, right?
Yeah,
For the photo frame shoot.
Exactly.
And photo frame photo shoot.
They wouldn't think anybody's lame enough to leave those pictures in that frame and just keep them up.
I thought one time, wouldn't that be crazy if one of them broke down in front of the house?
Yeah.
Like, come on in. Let me get you a glass of water or something or whatever. Yeah, make a phone call. They look up. I'm like, that's me.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
You're not leaving now. Yeah. You're my family now.
Yeah. And it must be weird to like look genuine when you're with like taking a photo just to show off the frames, and that's not your wife or your baby either. That'd be so weird.
Surely they're getting families to do that.
I don't know.
I would like to think they get a whole family.
No, you can't know each other. Then it's not. Yeah. You know. Then they know.
The larger the production, the less likely it's a whole family.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. But if it's like
guy and the other guy,
man, wife, and baby, hopefully it's one of their babies at least. Now that baby's a veteran.
Yeah, the eight month old.
She's been acting for years. So she's got the part.
She's been over 1,400 stock photos.
She's actually 12. Not a baby.
Very young.
Yeah.
She's just a great
shows
actor.
Up. Shows up smoking and like, where's my, you know, let's make this quick.
Where's the green room?
What was that on? Do you remember the short cartoon in front of Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Mm-mm.
I don't.
It was that. It was a baby. There was like a baby that was the...
I know what you're talking about. Yes, cigar smoking.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and talk baby. Like after he's like, oh, I can't believe you're making me do this. He cut, and it was, you know what I mean.
This is like some short old dude.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, literally what we're describing. That's why I thought of it.
Yeah, it's just very weird when you start thinking about like decorating. Decorating is a weird thing that humans do. You know, like when you're looking at a blank wall, just thinking like. I'm hanging pictures of your family. Like it all makes sense to me. But when you really think about it, just at least as a single guy, you're like looking at a wall, just, you know.
Yeah. You're like, not sure. How long am I even going to be here? I mean, I'll be honest. I'm kind of similar. I worked at the radio station over 2 years now. I've got like the only things I have up are like pictures that my sister's given me and like things from work that I just stuck up on a shelf or whatever. Yeah. It looks like it. Honestly, if I got fired and I could clean everything up in, I mean, 30 minutes, not 30 minutes, 10 minutes, I could be out of there, you know?
Yeah. Blink of an eye. Just kind of, and most guys I find are like that, you know, it's odd. Maybe it's a lot, you know, my sister, everybody, like, you got to decorate your office. Like, First of all, I don't spend any time in there. But
I've got pictures that my wife has given me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You but know, would like, you ever
of,
like
us and of the kids sure. and stuff like that?
On your own volition, though, would you go out, print those, get the frames?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I feel like I should. Like, I don't even have a picture of my baby in the office. And I do wonder. Like,
you I'm, will when the wife gives you one.
Yeah. And I kind of wonder if she hasn't given me one because she's
what's
like,
up that, with that?
You need to go do this yourself. Right. This is your baby.
That's not
too.
A guy. That's not what you do. You're, I know. You're a man's man. Yeah. I mean, in many cases, you're more of a man than most men. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you're also
you're make me cry.
You work mm-hmm. hard. You know, you're a, but yeah. you're a good dad too. So you're a well-rounded man. There's some things that even well-rounded men mm-hmm. don't do greatly.
Sure.
And that would be like me, gifting cards. Mm. Those are poor. I'm poor at that.
Yeah. And now my wife, to be honest, when it comes to decorating, that is not her thing either.
That's you know, true. To, she gets excited about like certain little things.
Certain
like,
little things. Yeah. At this point, we put like one piece of decor up in our house for every 6 months we've lived there, mm-hmm. maybe a year. You know, we just have that's walls awesome. That are just blank, like, yeah. You know, the nails from whoever lived there before still yeah. in there. To juxtapose that with my wife's sister, who we were talking about earlier, but... we went to her newest place. She had lived there maybe 2-3 weeks. And I mean, there was barely a spot left on the wall where there wasn't a piece of decor.
No way.
I mean, she had more decor than I have anything. Like what all is it? My stuff. What
is, yeah.
It just, I mean, just like tiny little shelves with tchotchkes all over but the wall. It's just iron rot shit. I mean, it's a bunch of live, love, laugh.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
That's a, I never pay
love,
attention.
I love that one. That's
I never funny. Pay attention to what's actually on people's walls. I just know something's clutter. There.
Exactly.
You know, like,
that's a good
if,
point.
If a bunch of shit is there, then you don't even look at it. But when there's nothing, that's it's, when it's yeah. glaringly yeah. obvious that there's nothing.
Nothing looks
on
like
there.
More, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See, exactly. I believe I'm a minimalist, as uh-huh. like my father. And I think if it was up to me decorating, I would have like one photo, one large photo in the middle of the large wall.
Just yeah. one just large one. Photo
just one.
Of
not like a painting or, you know,
oh, okay.
a bottle yeah, opener. Yeah,
yeah. Nailed maybe, to the wall.
You know what photos I like and I'm probably going to decorate the new radio station with?
Mm-hmm.
Photos of towers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Radio photo towers. Tower. You know, yeah. it's like a big black and white of a radio tower right there. Yeah, just a
some
tower.
Cool ones
with
cool.
some cool settings or whatever.
And it's like, that's that wall.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Like, that wall's taken care of.
And see, Laura would be worried about, there's nothing on the floor on that yeah, wall. Yeah. What is going on over there? I'm like, that's a clean wall.
Yeah.
Just put one big ass painting on that shit.
Yeah. Where's your sofa
take
table?
Big hutch.
Exactly.
China well, cabin. You can't, nobody could sit over there. Nobody could put yeah. stuff over there.
It's wasted.
Yeah.
Wasted
where space. Are you going to put your trinkets?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like right now it's like clinical.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
more so because you go to the hospital, those stupid, terrible paintings yeah. throughout
that's
it all.
That's true. Thomas Kincaid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah. I yeah. was thinking hotelish, but you're right. Even with a hotel, it's stupid paintings.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a clean slate, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah. And we went like junking the other day oh. and, you know, looking at all kinds of paintings. Like, I saw a few where I'm like, huh. What am I doing? Like, what? No, no, oh, I'm not getting this. You know, like
you were kind of in the, you were with me and Caitlin and our sister. Yeah. So yeah, you was probably brushing off on you. Cause I'll be honest. Our sister right. has the thrift shop gallery
yeah.
wall or whatever. And I think it's kind of cool. And
it
I,
is.
You know, I really like it. I'm like, we're stealing that idea. There's just one wall in particular we have that's got nothing on it. Mm-hmm. And it just needs something. And I'm about time. Like I said, we've lived in our house almost 7 years now. I'm ready to call it home. So maybe it's time to put up a little decoration.
I've seen you buying all that. I was like, I couldn't possibly know where they're going to put that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll where
show you next time.
Okay. You got a yeah. place for it.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, looking at it, thinking about like, because Jen's is cool. So I was thinking about doing that here and I would be like, what am I doing? Like just a bunch of dusty thrift store photos
yeah.
or paintings.
Mostly of flowers.
Mostly floral. Flowers and stuff just on that one wall and then blank everywhere else.
That's
like anybody coming over would be like, what is this? It's my did collection of dead people's things.
Yeah. Or like, did your grandma die and you moved in?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just and then you should put some baby photos of yourself up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. So it's odd, you know. But
how
I'm
come nobody has baby photos of themselves?
I don't. I definitely don't.
I mean, honestly, I don't. You hardly ever like you don't even know if that's you. to be honest. And yet at the end of the day, can you somebody's prove that's you?
Somebody's only having to convince you that's you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you can only be like 50% sure that's a picture of you sitting on, you know, if it's you, yourself as a baby, mm-hmm. you know, you can't, like I said, mm-hmm. it might just be some random person.
You don't have to trust the person that told you that.
I do have a lot of trouble with that when somebody's like, see, do you see got his eye? And I'm like, oh, no, I can't see it. Bro. Yeah. Like, I really can't see it.
Those eyes are like 60% of that baby's face right
now.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to wait a bit.
Yeah.
To decide.
Exactly. No, the nose just looks like a flat nose.
Flat, come on. Little fat nose.
Exactly.
Chubby cheeks. Yeah. Baby.
It's a baby. Yeah. It's
cute. With ours, we got half the people. I guess it makes sense. Half people are like, looks just like you, Patrick. And then other half are like, looks like Caitlin. I look at the baby. Yeah. Like, she looks like neither one of us. Yeah. Like,
it just doesn't look like any human.
If I didn't literally watch them pull her out of my wife's belly,
I was going to say,
I couldn't tell you. Like, they did that and then handed her to me.
Right.
You know, I know it was her.
I was going to say, does Caitlin know it's hers for sure?
Yeah, this was David Copperfield that was doing the delivery.
You know, did you mark her?
You know, I had a pen in my pocket. I did have a permanent, but I didn't have to.
They took her away at one point.
There was the wound. Mm-hmm. And they pulled the baby out, handed her to me. I got the photos.
Yeah, that was then. So it ended up being cesarean, right?
It was a cesarean. Yeah,
that's why they pulled her out the wound.
And then they had me carry her to like the natal room
you set them on a natal testing tray.
Yeah, testing tray. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They had me walk her in there. I don't know. It was very, they never once gave me an opportunity to think that she was not the right baby.
Right. But imagine just real quick back turn. They like throw her in the cloning machine quick and give you the clone.
Yeah.
And take.
Well, yeah.
Same, right? I mean, pretty much.
3D printed, bro.
Yeah.
But not. It is the same.
Like, at the end of the day,
you have an alien. Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, unless she's not like some kind of Manchurian candidate clone where, you know, when she turns 12 or something, she kills me.
Ooh, nice,
right.
Man.
That was a little.
Yeah. That's, that's just part of the
Terminator series.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Lucky all mine made it past 12.
Yeah. Yeah. It's done.
That's over.
That's it.
No, they might. What if they wait for you to be like 75 or something? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you couldn't have just let me die at like a natural cause.
Right. I'm about dead anyway.
Yeah. Come on.
We're talking about your brand new congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody give a hand to Lindley.
Yes.
One. And you got the
about
radio
damn
station.
Time, huh?
Yeah. No, they finally, the FCC went through and the closing with the bank and the mm-hmm. closing with the previous owners and the all. And currently, I got to say, the employee that stuck around with me for this new venture that was already working there, she has been working diligently for the past 48 hours. And I'm going to tell her to listen to this because it's serious. She's proven herself in crunch time 10 times over already. Mm-hmm. And that's 48 hours worth.
Right.
So it's been tough. It, you know, it's like bang, 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 everything. It's like, hurry up. It's like, FCC's like, we take all the time we want. Mm-hmm. Now it's done. You got 10 days.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Oh, right. Gosh.
It's like, we took all the time we wanted to, but you must do it in so many days. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
they force you to wait so they could force you to rush later.
Exactly.
On,
and that's how it's been. Oh, so man. Everything was taken care of technically yesterday.
Yeah.
So today is the first full day of
just total
ownership.
Were you on the radio this morning, like full on?
I was.
That first day?
Yeah. First day is like not more the guy than, on the couch. Yeah, I said my name and all that. So yeah.
Nice.
I wonder how many people were like, what?
I had
never figured it out.
I have had multiple people even on that. I put the logo on my Facebook page. I don't know if y'all saw that. And I had multiple people say, I heard the voice, thought it was you, but didn't know for.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Big thanks, man. You moving like a Sasquatch.
Nah, I look like Sasquatch.
Well, you like, I don't know, when you start owning your own business, I always imagine like, what would you turn into? Like almost immediately, like you sign the paper and you're like,
Oh, wait a minute. Did I tell you, I ain't got time for this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Exactly. Yeah, I was about to say, like, what are you even doing here?
Yeah, you're a business owner.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm too big for this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know,
officially made it.
I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. I don't need you guys anymore. No. But no.
Take us with you.
Yeah. No, I need, but as a matter of fact, I need a promo for the Regrettable podcast so I can put it on the air.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to make some
new ones.
Some new ones. Yeah.
Noons. But yeah, for sure. And we got owner of the radio station you guys work for has been nothing but an awesome help for me in every way possible. I couldn't thank him enough. Mm. So it's just it is a blessing. You know, you guys know I'm a believer, and it's a blessing from God Himself. I've waited a long time.
Yeah.
10 years ago, I sent a message that now has gotten all this ball this ball rolling. You know, so it's not like it just happened over the past few weeks. So, but anyway, it's a blessing.
Well,
it's
a dream come true, right?
It's absolutely a dream come true. Like, I've always wanted this. And
what does it feel like, man? You own a business, like you own a couple radio stations. Like
I own a classic rock station and a country radio station, which are two big stations in the area we live in.
You'll put me on the classic rock.
Yeah, absolutely. I got that. I'm sharing salespeople, so I'm sure I could share mm-hmm. some what do talent? You call it? Yeah, no. Share like you do like an afternoon or evening show once a week show, like a Saturday night rock, you know, or something.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
It's interesting, man. Obviously you're gonna kill it.
It's scary too, though, bro.
Sure,
seriously,
absolutely.
You guys know I've expressed to you guys, and I'm not a super scary open person in public.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely a good scary. Good it's an scary. Exciting yeah. scary.
Gets right. you up, gets you ready, motivated, yes. like.
And you guys know how much I love the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm jumping right in there, and it's tough to learn everything, but I'm learning 100% of everything now. So I'm going to be able to owner/operate, you know what
nice.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that's what's nice when I feel like it's small business. If you can not just own it, but operate it too, because it's something that you like doing, you know, as opposed to just something you started up and you don't want to mess with unless it's just headache. It's just all that, you know, then it's hopefully money, but then also headache.
Yeah. This ain't a franchise. I'm hiring a general manager.
Right. Yeah. You're exactly. there doing it yourself. The end of the day, you get to sit there just before you lock the doors up for the day or whatever. And you look back in there and know that everything you did that day was for you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Whether it was for your pocketbook or whether it was just for you enjoying what you do, you know,
you have all that time under you to like know, like to avoid those headaches, you know,
absolutely,
like, and just do things the exact way that you would want. It's nice, man.
So far, I have not been able to avoid all headaches,
sure,
but when it comes to things that I feel are the worst kind of headaches, like employee stuff and, you know, pay stuff, those haven't been a headache because it has just kind of worked itself out. Whereas the things that I'm like, I can take care of business if I have to, some of that kind of has popped up. And my wife has been, don't get me wrong, she is 50-50 partners with me in this. Mm-hmm. She's been crucial when it comes to like the technical side of stuff.
Oh, she's good at that. Yeah. Like paperwork.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah. Is
which
this
is,
in order?
Which is not
side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is not as fancy. People don't see that side of, you know, they see my picture on Facebook as saying, look, here's what, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I get a lot of the glory, but Laura, she's big time. She's huge.
It's a good team because normally like the people who are normally good at a lot of the, technical side, legal side, and stuff like that. It'll almost be like they'll buy any business,
right?
You know what I mean? They just want a business, so not even necessarily passion. Like the first thing opens up, okay, you know, radio station. I know how to manage a business. I'll just do that.
Yeah.
But they don't know the on air side and that. You know,
and a lot
I'm
of
just
times,
talking about generic business. You know,
no, you're right. And a lot of times you lose what is great about, in our case, radio.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You lose that if you don't have a quote-unquote broadcaster or whatever. So,
but then you have like a classic broadcaster goes in, buys a radio station, but he doesn't know or care about any of the legal technical stuff.
Yep.
How long
is that going to last? It's a great team.
I couldn't do it by myself.
Right.
I know for a fact.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't.
Yeah, I'd have $20,000 or $30,000 in legal fees right now if I had to do it myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
Yeah. Now but you just true. Got a lot of dishes or something to wash.
Yeah.
We'll make it up.
Yeah.
She's trying to keep it family friendly.
Yeah, I understand.
You know,
we got to do that now. No.
Not really.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She'll get her payment.
Yeah, one way or another.
Yeah. However she wants it, whether I got to fix a door.
She's also a sponsor, so it's not like, it's nothing I should never insinuate anything.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Not about a sponsor. I'll let you do that. Yeah.
Jay Wesley Lindley on Facebook socials, right?
On the socials, yeah.
There you go. Go check him out.
Hit me up.
Yeah, hit him up. Hit up the radio station, KKBI, and what is the rock station?
Q102.
Q102, that's right. That's right.
If you hit me up on socials, let me know you did because of Regrettable. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, this is not trying to sound big time or nothing, but I do get a lot of things like, you know, mm-hmm. hey, congratulations. And recently, because mm-hmm. of the posts, I've recently got, hey, congratulations on the new gig or the new radio station. You know,
yeah.
So if you say, hey, congratulations or whatever, or you ask me a question, do so say, also, this I heard this on Regrettable. That's why I'm hollering at you.
And then you hit him up and you say, actually I'm a fan. Back. I'm a fan. And Jay goes, of what?
Yeah.
And you're like, all of it, man.
That sounds bad.
Well, keep it true because you knew this. You were doing this way before KKBI came into the picture.
That's true. That's more than likely it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been interesting without you gone, you know, stepping into that seat. You know, we got football. That's a big thing in this area and in a lot of rural America high school football. And that.
Yep. We're with you.
Yeah. That accelerates everything, you know.
Even in Maine, I guess.
It's even in Maine. Yeah.
For radio, it's a large income.
Yeah.
It's a large portion of the yearly annual income.
And, it's a great way to attract. You know, maybe new listeners too, right? Yep. And can't make it out to the game. Now they can hear it, you know, if anything. And
just the worst part of it all is like, depending on how streamlined a team can get, I'm like, it's always like the day of the first game that I just have everything put on there. Like I dread
the
first 2 days of basketball, of football. It gets easy after that, but
it's not entirely like you're not in control of it, right?
No. Yeah, twiddling my thumbs like I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Not yet.
Yep.
Almost. Yeah, not yet. Not almost. Christmas yet.
Yeah. I brought up one thing and it was like, are you kidding me? Do you know how far down that my priority list is? I was like,
it needs to be done in 12 hours.
Like two on mine.
Yeah.
Right.
Number two.
But hey, when you get number one done and you're sitting there waiting on number two, you can take a break.
It's true. I'll take number two. Waiting on number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. But oh man, right before you guys got here, somebody showed up here. Old guy in a van. He just walked up to me smoking outside to my house. He had like a clipboard. I was like, I'm good. Like whatever it was. And he's like, if I could just take a sec, I was like, nah, man, I'm good. You know, like the audacity. That's this area.
Did
you
park in the driveway or stand?
Yeah, he blocked off. Yeah, yeah.
So he was there for the long haul. Yeah.
He was there for the long haul. I was like, Jay Lindley was just about to be here. You know,
right.
You were on your way. It was, you know, I'm good. I don't want whatever your clipboard says. It could be donate a dollar, save a baby. Get out of my freaking yard right now. All right. Get out of here. Get out of here. Yell through a beer bottle.
I'm at least still a little half intrigued to figure out what they want.
No, I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
It took him a while. Like he was not fast. So it was
rather stunned maybe by the, maybe it's a not an attitude like, that he maybe used to getting.
Have a good day, but I'm all right. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't want it or need it. Pamphlets in one hand. Y'all know how I feel about pamphlets.
Yeah. You kind of, I'll take them.
No, my hands stay in the pockets. All right. I'm not going to take them out for a pamphlet.
This is the guy, I know we've talked about it before where you did give a guy a cigarette once if he just promised to leave us alone afterwards.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
You're like dangling, like you'll. I give this to you. You just turn around and walk away, right, and never come back.
Yeah. And he was like, "Yeah, I mean, it was like this was." I was like, "Enough with the preamble."
Yeah.
On the cigarette ask.
I think that's what it even. He's just rambling, telling stories or something, and Tyler's just like, he's like, do you want a cigarette or something, man?
Yeah.
If I give you this cigarette, you'll turn around and leave, right?
Yeah.
But and you saved the day there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he went and smoked it down like 100 feet away.
Had you just handed him a smoke, he would have kept talking
for
a long time.
That's true.
maybe get another one.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, you're pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Get another one of those.
And then what are you going to be, the asshole that says no more cigarettes?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm cutting you off.
Yeah, your incomprehensible, insane stories are so interesting. Please stick around.
Right. Wild dude. And I happened to be very under the influence at that time. And like this wild guy walks up with a cowboy hat with like green lights all over it, like LED green flashing lights. What was it, like St. Patty's Day or something?
I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah. Nice.
Paid him off with a cigarette. Yeah. I've just witnessed enough bad situations happen out of somebody just wanting a cigarette. You know? Friend get punched, you know, by a guy who wanted a cigarette but wasn't able to get one.
Right.
You know, and that. So let's get out of here. I can see it coming. But yeah, Parks walks out. I'm good. Can I just take a minute of your time? I'm good. I don't need a Jehovah's Witness pamphlet or whatever it was. Like, I didn't, you know. And it just reminds me, like, of how kind of this area, I don't think that's really heard of, like, in other places. Maybe you get, like, the door-to-door guys or something, but, like...
Jehovah's Witness
style guys. But they avoid certain places anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been in a place where a person just rolls their van up into your driveway, parks, gets out, while you're outside smoking, like,
you're
on edge.
Your neighborhood looks like a retirement community, though. That's true. Like, I'm sure he's like,
hey, pretty much is. Dad home?
That's a fresh fish right there.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, I know you don't need it now, but like I've got great deals on wheelchairs. It was like,
I've been here like a door to door vacuum cleaner salesman. Yeah,
making
exists.
A comeback.
Oh, or, yeah. Okay. You know, one of our buddies, he had one go by his house, a rainbow. Door-to-door salesman.
No joke.
And he bought one for $2,500. And I was just like, are you kidding me? And he's like, I made such a good pitch and it seemed like such a good deal. I'm like, good $2,500? I don't know if I've ever, like, I have one vacuum cleaner I've ever bought in my life. It was like $30 or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Laura, hey, we've got a very expensive...
stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Sorry, are you good? I was going to say, we have a very expensive vacuum cleaner that was sold by one of those people, but they contacted Laura through the grapevine. Not they didn't pop up on the doorstep.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and with this guy and the carpet sample.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you've been to his house, but he lives at the end of a road that's at the end of another road that's at the end of another road.
Oh, nice.
And he lives on a peninsula surrounded on three sides by water.
Yeah.
And this
that's a dude just stumbled.
It's so nice. Yeah. And the driveway, you know, you could get sniped five times.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Oh, because it's so long and straight.
It's long and straight.
Oh, yeah. You better be weaving.
Salesman shows up at my house and that's my house. I'm like, okay, this is about to be an ambush or something. Yeah. Like one guy's running around the back of the house or something right now. Like this is not legit. Nobody would
Where'd
ever
get
come
this
out
lead?
To this. Yeah.
Where did you get this lead? Right. Tell me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he ends up buying the vacuum cleaner from the guy. He said he went in there and did the whole like spilled something on their carpet. And was just like, and they're like, what are you? Hey, how are we never going to be able to get this out? Yeah. It's the rainbow vacuum cleaner. Yeah, and goes and cleans it, does the whole shtick inside their house. And he was just so impressed by the pitch, he had to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That person brought theirs over and did the whole thing. They didn't do that, but they did like vacuum up the entire house, basically. I think Large has actually paid for a cleaning, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's
she contacted them. He's like, I don't know how they got to her.
Yeah.
And she like, oh, no, Jay, that was a purposeful carpet cleaning service.
Ooh, I don't know. But sometimes that the salesman will like come clean your house.
Yeah,
another friend.
We have one of those at the radio station.
We'll go in. No,
you have a salesperson that will come clean your house if you'll buy some ads.
Yeah. Buy an ad, you get trad laundry.
Wash your windows.
Yeah. Laundry for a month. I'll buy this ad.
Right.
Yeah. And one buddy was telling me like a whole crew of them came by his house, like an old beat up white Suburban, which again, I'm like, dude, that's
scope the
come
place.
Come on,
out.
Man. Like alarm bells go off here. Yeah, like get your mind triggered a little bit. And no, they this is like 8 o'clock on a Sunday night too. And he just answers. This is the kind of guy too, you would never take to a timeshare seminar because he'll buy everything afterwards. And they're just like, they give him this hard sale, you know, where, where they're like, well, let us come in there and we'll just vacuum your floors real quick and see what you think. And he's like, okay, and opens the door, and like four of them come in, all with vacuum cleaners, vacuum his whole house. His wife and children are still in the living room, and so the first, like, there goes their husband to answer the door, and then like four random people come walking through with vacuum cleaners, and then him at the end of it just like, oh yeah, they're gonna clean the floors real quick. I know she was not impressed with his decision making there, but he said they went clean the whole thing, and then he said, nah, I'm not interested in the vacuum cleaner. So he got his you know,
house cleaned.
Yeah, carpet nice. Cleaned up.
I would never be ready for a random crew of guys to vacuum my floors.
No.
You will find something I don't want you to find.
I'm old enough that I caught you in the front yard.
Yeah.
You started pulling up. I walked out. Why are you on my lawn?
Yeah. We're here to vacuum your floors for free in hopes that you'll buy a vacuum.
No.
Yeah. That's why I got a great system at my house. Like, people come to my door. They don't, like, I don't come through the door. I'm coming from another direction.
Right.
Always. Yeah.
Yep.
Who's that? With these shotguns, scattergun pointed at him. My daddy told me to shoot the sits, man.
Yeah. What, y'all, a bunch of Yankees coming down here? Some carpetbaggers?
Yeah, it's off-putting, man. Somebody knocking on your door. Mm-hmm. I had one guy. I had the first door-to-door guy. That was at the other place. He was trying to sell us Windstream internet.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like...
cold calling internet?
Yeah. Yeah, I half expected him to be like, what's your code? What's your Wi-Fi password so I could show you how much better mine will be?
Yeah.
You know, let me get on this.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm like standing there in my doorway. I'm like, it's such a weird thing to do, you know? Send me an email. Yeah.
But nobody answers those anymore. So much spam. Yeah,
that's one way to do it. I mean, I for sure answer that door. And then one day I come home and he had like his you know, I was like, not now, you know, maybe later or something. He had his business card like tucked into the door a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to me again, you know?
He imposed himself upon me without even being there, literally, so when you were there.
Yeah,
that's funny. I
definitely feel violated. One time,
he inserted his card.
there's
my open door.
Yeah.
There was one time I was over at Patrick's.
My back door.
Sorry.
So one time I was over at Patrick's and like I'm going home. This is on a Sunday. And I pull up into my driveway and there's somebody. They wouldn't even have to be at my door. They could be a Walmart or something. I would do everything in my power to avoid them. I do not want this person there. And I like pull up to my house on a Sunday at like 6 p.m. and they're just standing outside my door. So I just kept going past my house. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what are they doing here?
It's hilarious.
You know? And, I can't even get into who it is. You know the story.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. You said you drove around for a little bit, went back by, still there.
Somebody
probably wishing you had like a button you could press to just blow your house up or something and leave a fate. There, you have it set up where there's like dental record or like a fake set of teeth that match your dental records.
Yeah,
fake your own death.
Yeah, somebody I knew in like a semi, I guess, a professional capacity.
Right.
You know,
who maybe wanted it to
be more possibly
more than semi
cheat on her husband
less
and be
than semi professional.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I you know, it was just the vibes. She just had that vibe. Mm. But yeah, professional capacity only, and just roll by. Went down the block, like spun a couple times, and then came back still out there.
Dang.
I had to roll, you know, go and I can't explain. I wouldn't want to explain any more than that.
Yeah.
Like, I figured there was only one of two reasons she was there, either to campaign a little bit for whatever she was trying to sell
a whole lot.
Yeah. Or, you know, yeah. Enjoy. Well,
an hour later, it's not too often you have to flee your own home.
Yeah.
Right. You know, or you're like prevented. Ridiculous. Yeah. Like a flood. A flood had the bridge to your castle had just collapsed. You're like, damn, what do I do? You know,
I would have rather slept on a park bench that night than interacted with that person. There was, what was it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other day I went to Walmart and, like, I was like right behind some other people I would, you know, I would never want to talk to outside of the only time, like professional capacity.
Right.
So I like was in behind them, and I felt like a stalker. Like they were going everywhere I needed to go, and the whole time I was like behind them. And
at stayed one point, in their blind spot.
Yeah. At one point, I was going down an aisle in Walmart. I was like, "Oh, I'm good." And like right on the corner, that's where they were, with like just their back to me, like just right then and there. And I was like, just like, you know, like twisted
hard
the
left,
car, hard yeah, right. Yeah. It was and like got around the other way, like.
It's like a video game when you have to follow somebody secretly, but they stop every once in a while, look behind
them.
You have to
It was Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
I was following their cones. I was staying outside of their cones of vision. Yeah, the whole time.
I was thinking, like, what was that,
Assassin's Creed?
No, the one where you're just a quiet assassin that was like in a suit. It was red.
Oh, Hitman.
Splinter.
Or Hitman.
Hitman.
Yeah. Hitman. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Got to
all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, true.
Hitman's Creed.
Hitman's Creed. I got
Assassin Cell.
Yeah.
Got another email?
Yeah, I got an email.
Okay.
I got a real one this time.
Uh-oh.
Because you guys asked for them. This question is brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law, of course. Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Has she screened this already? Like,
yeah, probably.
Is this a question she would want to bring you?
I don't think so. I do not believe that is the case.
So technically not brought to her by the entire show. There you go.
This question is definitely not brought to you by, and probably, you know, Laura Lindley does not share the views of this podcast for sure.
Certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's Laura Lindley. Y'all know what it is. She's the best. Give her a call. She's in downtown Dequeen, historic downtown Dequeen, operates in both Oklahoma and Dequeen.
Yep.
And she's just the greatest ever. So,
and other parts of Arkansas too.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was over in Magnolia the other day.
Magnolia.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Lots of crime over there to prosecute.
Yeah. Must be doing well for herself.
Yeah.
All right. Here is the question. How do I tell my boyfriend that he's gained too much weight and now sex is uncomfortable? I have a very personal connection with this question.
Was that a text from my girlfriend?
Yeah, it was a text from my girlfriend. I just said boyfriend said it says Tyler.
Yeah, how do I tell Tyler? How do I tell you?
Yeah, how do I tell you that you're fat and I don't want you to be inside me ever? So here it is. I generally prefer a more heavy set partner, but recently my boyfriend has put on a lot more weight than we were first. Is he like
menopause or something?
He's accumulating mass.
Yeah.
He's waiting to harvest it.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a good thick 250. Now he's a good thick 450.
Yeah. 450. Yeah. What
homeboy Biggins.
Yeah. Homeboy Biggins. Yeah. I'm a smaller woman, so I feel the weight a lot more in bed with him. How do I tell him it's time to be more healthy without hurting him? I love him, and I know if I say the wrong thing, he will be crushed, but now it's very uncomfortable for me because I can't comfortably be in the positions we would like to be in, and I can't breathe. And some other descriptive,
it's bad for my health. Yeah.
Descriptive things. Yeah, he smells like fryer grease.
Oh, dang!
Wow, old fryer grease.
Well, I mean,
you know,
let's start with true physics. Just start with physics. Mm-hmm. In many cases, the guy is heavier than the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the guy is super big or just a normal guy and the girl is super petite, it's very often that maybe even the guy is 100 pounds or more than a woman. Now, if you do a missionary position or a position that causes the man to be on the top, he's going to have to support his own weight.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what size you are.
If he could do it without, that's impressive.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a lot of pressure, you know, on the knees, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be all abs at that point.
I'm feeling like that's not the case with this guy.
No.
You know what I mean? You know, that's not all abs. It's all belly, which is heavy. You know what I'm saying? So,
You mentioned looking at the physics side of it. I was waiting for you to be like, he's just trying to increase his gravitational
pool
to bring you closer to him.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough question because, you know, I mean, again, all of these questions are just like, why are you asking? You should just be telling him the thing you're telling me. Like, I don't mean to. It could have been, you know,
I don't think
you're
getting a little
too heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the one getting crushed. All right. Like, it's You gotta like,
literally, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But she said, "I think he'll be crushed if I say these things." I don't.
It's good though to seek a little advice, a little help before you like jump before they marry. You know, like you see this, that's kind of a thing with a lot of, you know, soon to be spouses. Like, all I got to do is just marry the individual and then I'll be up. Then they'll change.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't really that work that way. Yeah. So you better do it now, or if that's not going to happen, then, you know, things aren't going to get better in the future, likely. Right.
And it depends. Like, if he never does anything with you, or if he's like seems active, but he just doesn't seem, it could be a medical issue. Yeah. That you want to bring up, but then also if it's like straight Cheeto dust all day, just siphoned
exactly.
in, then
good point.
That's not somebody you're going to want to even really be with, I don't think.
Job like is getting haul. Into food eating competitions. Yeah. You know?
He's Joey Chestnuts.
Yeah.
Try some, I mean, in the short term, try some different positions. You know, there's that, I guess. But
she described the one she tried.
Yeah.
And the one that she tried is the one, the best, probably best fat guy position fat guys. And that one didn't work either.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. So it's tough. Dude's big. You got to be big.
It's tough when you got to flop your belly up on top of her back.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Absolutely. If you have to lay your stomach on top of her back, then that is an embarrassing issue for you. And you, like you said, if there's medical things, the doctor can tell you what you can do next. But get up and start walking, bro.
Yeah, I watched my 600 pound life.
I mean, we've all seen that.
Yeah,
and they don't get none.
Yeah, but it'll be like, you know, my wife is 600 pounds and they got 7 kids running around.
Yeah.
Like, what is that guy doing? That guy's
and
a
that
champ.
Guy weighs 120, soaking wet. You know?
You remember that one that we watched with that mouth breather guy? He's the juggalo. Yeah. He was a juggalo, and he had just this, you know,
poor guy,
this boulder that he would just dive into every night or whatever. But yeah, they had a bunch of kids, and it was like he's kind of fat. She's like, you know, otherworldly.
Yeah. And she's reality TV show fat.
Yeah, yeah. Which is pretty big nowadays.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's huge.
Yeah. You can walk in 400 pounds and be like, are you kidding me? That's a walk in the park compared to what we have. Yeah, but how does that work? It's probably easier if the lady is of a large living in a larger body.
Yeah.
You know,
makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
I love that. Some anyway, it's
true.
But
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? We saw one chick that used to work at this local establishment we went to, and she was huge. Yeah.
Like, but she had body parts that I don't think science has named yet.
Yeah. I would go as far as to say she was like 5'8", not even that tall. 350, 400 pounds?
Yeah, I'd say definitely in the 400 range.
Yeah, 400 range.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if she kept at it, she could definitely be on TLC.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, she just worked a little harder.
Yeah.
She would have a line of suitors that would, like I said, just line up to talk to her and just macking, I mean, telling the wildest stories, you know, stories and telling stories to her that, like, I'm standing in line waiting for them to get done. This story is meant to impress.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. And just like, I, you know, is something wrong with me? Like, should I be, like, should I leave my wife? And
you're just not that jaded
jump into
yet.
This Olympic-sized swimming pool?
And we're not sitting here talking like three dudes with abs. Or nothing. Yeah. I feel their pain in the sense of everybody feels like they have more weight than they should.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does. And I've learned that even when I went down and was competition level, you still look in the mirror and you think, man, that could go or that could go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a brain
Most of
bang.
Us could use a little anorexia thinking. You type me.
I like how you're like, that could go and that can go. I'm like pointing. I'm like, all this.
Yeah.
From my
this percentage. From, of yeah. Myself.
From my scalp to my toenails. It could all change.
I love
That'd
it.
Be but great to go.
Seriously, the best advice I can give is just I'm from personal experience. Because having this cushy job I have now, I'm definitely packing some pounds on, ready for winter.
Yeah,
and the way my wife goes about it, because she's not a fan, you know, of every pound that I gain. She is the whole like, hey, I'm gonna start working out. you know, I would really appreciate some company.
Exactly.
You know, lead by example kind of thing, or lead through guilt. You know, that might be something. Just be like, hey, look, I just want to make sure I'm taking care of myself, but I don't want to be out there walking, hiking, whatever we're going to do, like by myself.
And what woman hasn't said, I want you to be around for 40 more years?
Yeah. Well, they're not married. Yeah. So that, I don't think that carries any weight to it.
Like, we're all millennials too. All we just keep thinking the world will end in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
I don't need to do that.
Put it as she needs a protector, and that's your role. So
but that's how you know.
Step into it.
Yeah, that's how you know. Because Caitlin
call her out for it.
No,
I'm not going to call my wife out for it.
Well, Caitlin is made of iron, and she does nothing but eat super donuts. So it's like she's, you know, so when she's like, I need to start working out more with you, you know,
exactly.
You know, you're like,
read under the come in between those lines.
Yeah, but I play along with it.
Of course, of course.
Still don't go. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it
gets the process started. Maybe
absolutely. Me thinking about it.
Yeah, you can't just come out. That's your haymaker that you throw out. Yeah. I don't want to have you in me ever anymore.
Ooh.
You know,
that's tough.
Yeah,
that would be tough. And you'd be like, ow.
Yeah,
that's damn. You know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna work out of spite. I'm gonna sleep with my wife. That, it shouldn't have to be such an undertaking.
That's tough.
Like the Rocky montage. Running up there, do all this, lost all this just to sleep with your own, make sweet love to your own wife. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of Rocky sleeping with Apollo instead of fighting. I'm like,
what?
Yikes.
It's not a good image, boys.
No, okay. No. Yeah. All right. You keep that one to yourself.
Yeah, I will save that for tonight.
Yeah. You just, the first thing we always say this to, you need to start like, you know, with the Indiana Jones thing where he like picks up the gold idol and puts the bag of sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just start, like if you do the shopping in the house, like just start getting healthier stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just start
less sour cream, more yogurt.
Yeah. How do you get somebody to start like exercising with you or walking with you? Like come home with something where it's like, hey, look, I got this. You want to do this thing with me or whatever? Yeah. You know, and then
I just thought I'd pick up basketball.
Right. See if you can do it without being honest with yourself and him and talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just see if you can just like
make
slip
it fun.
It in. Yeah. And then if that doesn't work, then it's time for the real work.
Well, that works perfectly for me because if I don't have it in the cabinet, I don't eat it.
Yeah.
If it's there, I binge.
Right.
And I grub it until it's gone.
Yeah.
And then I've been horrible. I've eaten horrible for the past few days or whatever. If it's not there, I may complain a little bit. Oh, why don't we have any sweets or, you know, why don't we have any beer or whatever?
Yeah.
But in reality, most often I don't just go out and get it if I don't have it.
Yeah. If you come home with the groceries and he's immediately going through the bags and he's like, where's my hot Cheetos and crocodiles? Chocodiles.
Chocodiles.
Mess that up. Chocodiles.
Yeah. Only a pint of ice cream?
And Twizzlers.
Yeah. Obviously said the 3 gallon tub.
Yeah. What's this low fat shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2%?
Yeah. Then it's like, yeah, now you're going to be arguing over groceries that need to go in the fridge.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For a while.
Right.
And what then
it
saying?
Might just be, you know, time to call it at that point. You know,
no, this is this is an argument you could wade through, you know, I think.
Yeah, you got to be in any relationship that's going to last long term. There's got to be give and take.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's something that needs to be done by you or by him or, you know, I mean, there's got to be a little leeway there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless this guy's just slacking because he thinks he's got everything he needs now, you know,
and he think he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. And you think, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And is this a warning sign for other things down the road? You know,
I've heard
this red flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been with her so long. I could just wear pajamas to the mall now.
I took her out to a big dinner date and she was all dressed up and I was wearing, you know, my jeans and my white t-shirt all grubby.
Yeah.
Gotta like that, bro.
Yeah, you don't have to go that far. There is certain things, like after you've been dating a chick for a while, you can both go to like Applebee's.
Of course.
And have fun.
Of course.
That, you know, get an awesome blossom and whatnot.
But I'm talking about like
don't
the
do
10
that
year,
first date. Yeah,
I'm talking about the 10-year anniversary where she's dressed in like a glitter and high heels, you know what I mean, or whatever, and you're like sporting your boots that you wear.
Champion sweater with Rocky Road smear on it.
That's where it is tough for women. There's so much pressure on them to always look good in public. My wife, well, like, I want to go down to local to the Salvation Army and see what they got, and mm-hmm. she'll put makeup on, do all that, you know. And then me, I'm just like whatever I was wearing the night before,
whatever free shirt.
Yeah, definitely.
Free shirts. That's the mark of the husband right there. Yeah, like definitely. As many free shirts as
we're
you
in
can.
The business though that we get enough free shirts, we can now differentiate between the crappy free shirts mm-hmm. and the good ones.
That's true. Yeah.
There's some rough
but
ones
I still
out there.
I got t-shirts from like jobs I had like 3 jobs ago.
Yeah.
Nice. Still got wearing them free shirts.
How good does it feel when a free shirt becomes like a painting shirt or a work shirt? Like this shirt has made it through.
I cleaned out I've been cleaning out the radio station and I found a shirt that's older than me. So from the old logo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool looking.
But you gotta wear that box.
Huh? I gotta hang it. Yeah, I'm gonna frame it. I have it hanging up in the studio now, but
yeah. Yep. No, you should never start slacking off just because you've been with somebody a certain amount of time.
True.
You should just my whole thing is I just depress and like set the bar low that I just ride to maintain that plateau the whole time. There's no spikes, but no dips either. Like in the same base, you know, base dude.
I love it.
That's the thing on a first date. Yeah. You set the expectations so high. I worked for NASA and yeah. you know, whatever else.
Actually, I just build rockets at home.
Yeah, exactly. I work for NASA. And then 3 days later, you're like, I got fired. Now I work at Panera Bread. Yeah. That happened.
I'll move back up eventually. Yeah. But I'm just taking a break right now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Rocket science.
Yeah. All the bureaucracy and pressure of it all.
We were reading on the radio today an article, 10 things that millennials are killing. You know, one of them was like the condiment industry, like mayonnaise or something. Millennials ain't buying mayonnaise. They ain't buying diamonds. And then also places like Applebee's and Outback and those type of chain restaurants. Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine too many millennials. Yeah. You know, they're all about like Google the hot, you know, local, you know, Thai pad place or whatever.
Exactly.
You get pad Thai, whatever the hell it is. Whatever the shit that is.
Thai pod place?
Yeah. Hey, they're all over now.
It's a laundromat. Yeah, you're not going to Applebee's on a first day, especially, and it's all Tinder now. So it's just like, come here, address. Here's my address. The door's unlocked.
Damn.
You know, that's where it's at on that now.
Sounds convenient.
Yeah, no need for Applebee's is for nobody anymore. You know,
It's a Sunday lunch after church or something. Maybe
Applebee. You know,
like you could still get a steak there for like $10, I think.
Yeah, most likely.
Not a good one, but I mean.
I actually like the Outback. But you know, you walk in, it's like they have fake smoke in there, and the lights are real low, and they put on it's like black tie waiters or whatever, no tie, just black shirt, black pants. You know, it's like I just can lighten up a little bit.
Yeah,
right. You know,
Outback.
Right. Yeah, it's like Edgar Allan Poe didn't write this place. It's you know.
That whole line, Chili's, Outback, Applebee's, just never been a fan. I mean, just most mediocre food, mediocre environment.
You can throw Olive Garden in there.
Oh,
Even though it's Italian.
Sure.
You could throw it.
You know why? You know probably why that's the thing? Because millennials are having less children, too.
Yep.
And those are a place for like kids and then maybe old people.
Yeah.
Like
the
old
adult
people,
can feel fancy. But there's enough for the kids still.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like older adults.
Meals.
Yeah. You have like the thing for the kids, and then you can feel kind of fancy as a parent. And then you also have like the really old people who were like, you know, they're just looking early bird special type of thing, you know, and that's who that's for.
And Golden Corral ain't their style.
Yeah. And the disparity between old people and children has never been
greater,
you know, greater right now. So nobody's going to Applebee's, dude. Applebee's going out of business.
Yeah, when kids cry, when babies cry at that restaurant, it's not a like, ugh, it's a, this place will last.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. You see all of it. You see all of life in an Olive Garden. You see the dead guy who's died at his table 2 minutes ago, and then the baby that's screaming.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's how the earth works. Applebee's shouldn't go away. It's like malls too. Nobody's at malls anymore. Malls are going out the window. It's and true. We've talked on this podcast about how much we like malls, except Patrick.
Yeah. True. Well, thank you. It's the best thing that's ever happened thanks to COVID.
Yeah. You loved the mall when you were a kid. Lining. You don't want the other kids to experience what you had at the mall.
But now as like a married man, like the mall is just like this.
It's not for you.
No, it's not. But I got to be there. I got to be. If my wife ain't going in there by herself, what am I going to sit in the car for 3 hours?
If there's malls, you're in them. I mean,
at this
point,
is there
not a couple stores you could find in there though to spend in the time? Always. She's
there has to be. Patrick just hates the
Not even the sword store that has all the little like Buddhas.
Yeah,
and, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
all the things like fake grenades.
Yeah. They call that the Rolling Stone
lava lamps.
Yeah, lava lamps. Those knives. Yeah. Those real ridiculous ornate knives.
Exactly.
Ceremonial.
It was like Hot Topic has the T-shirts you can look at.
Yeah.
A katana that literally could not slice butter.
Exactly.
It rattles when you shake it.
True. Yeah, made in China, but not the good part of China.
Right.
Yeah. Shoes and Chinese food. Yeah. That's what malls are for.
Yeah, the food mall. The food court.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I do love that part of the mall.
Yeah.
You know, all the options. Maybe get a couple of things from different places.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it's Sapporo's.
Yeah. But the Chinese place that has like, I'll get the two.
Yeah. Right.
And the thing.
You don't even know what it is.
You don't even know what it is. But it's even less quality than the regular Chinese buffet. When you get...
It's in a mall.
Exactly. I remember getting like a sweet and sour chicken. It had the most bright red, like radioactive looking sweet and sour sauce. I remember I got on my arm. It didn't wash off for weeks. Like, it's like just one little red splotch on there.
Orange chicken was the cover of Cheeto bag.
Yeah, that's right. These
are restaurants that do not have a bathroom in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the nasty little environments.
Oh, man.
It's all about them options.
Yeah.
Hey, and mall pizza.
Mall pizza.
Mall pizza can be real good.
Yeah, you got the mall burger place, New York fries or whatever. That was really good. And then, Chinese place is where I always went. And then maybe a Sbarro thing. But then Subway. That was a little Subway. But that's the mall. That is how you fix your relationship with your husband who's too fat for you. Go walk around the mall.
There you go.
Yep, and get him Subway.
Then
he might become a pedophile.
My dad said that this past weekend. I went and visited my dad. He's like, oh, you want some Subway? I was like, nah. I'm in the city. I can choose of all the sandwich places available. Mm-hmm. I'm having Slotsky's, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
But it'll be better and less cheap. Like, if you ask me to go Subway, I'm like, where have you been working?
Exactly.
Like, that place is ridiculous. Yeah. You know? Where do you get the money for that?
That's what dad said. He's like, ever since Jared... The price has gone up. It should have went back down when he went to jail.
That's why Subway is so expensive. We're paying Jared's pedophilic, legal fees.
Yeah, allegedly. You know?
What did he lure children with tuna melts or something?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I go there. You get the. Do you remember $5 footlongs? That was a thing.
Oh yeah,
right.
I loved it.
What was the $5 footlongs? Yeah. There you go. And now it's, you go up, you get, do you want the chips and the drink? Like, no, and then $16.
I was going to say, what the?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
What just happened here?
Pay $20 for the 6-inch to pay off for Jared's 6-inch, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat fresh.
Ugh. Yeah, I just want to slap my sandwich artist.
Yeah.
Why do you call that?
Eat fresh. I mean,
you're a liar. You're an employee. That's the best I could describe you.
You know, artist.
Trust me, dude.
The whole damn thing's a lie. Like the slogan, "Eat fresh." I mean, if you picked it out of a dumpster in comparison to everything else in there, okay, it's fresh.
Yeah,
but that's the only way that slogan would ever make sense.
Cease and desist from Subway.
Yeah,
they're like. Please do not talk about us.
Whatever that roast beef, that shaved like pit beef that you see in that, that looks like never gray and dead little slices of shoe and leather.
Horse brain, maybe, at best.
Yeah.
And even that garbage, wilted, old lettuce.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, can I get some lettuce on there? And they sprinkle it like lettuce is rarer than diamonds. You know, and then can I just a little bit more? And it's like just a sneeze of lettuce on it.
And then they look at you. And you're like, I'll pay extra, man. Yeah. Like, give me
for the lettuce.
Yeah. For the lettuce. I always ask for extra black olives.
Oh,
that's my thing. And
I like
then
the black olives.
Yeah. And they put a ginger amount and then like a little bit more. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Even less amount than the first ginger amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I said more.
Yeah. That means double then some.
Dude, double you know? The crap.
Watching me right now. This will literally come out of my paycheck.
I should have weighed this before I did.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Exactly. 2 ounces of meat.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
Yes.
And the tuna isn't really tuna, but whatever. Like, I got the tuna last night.
No way.
Yeah.
Somebody's like suing. Like it's like moved up to another court.
Yeah. They like sent it to a genetics thing, right?
Or I'll not never genetic, eat there
like
again.
Yeah. DNA they said it's not. I mean, it's like other things. Of course. Come on, man. Who was ever like, I don't even think Subway ever said it was 100% tuna.
Yeah.
Well, if you say this is tuna, though. Do you just expect it to be tuna, or has the American people been duped long enough that it's okay to dupe them?
We
now
just know.
That
I mean,
we know better.
We've been joking for years. You buy like canned tuna, which is I don't know. I like
mostly
I like
dolphin.
Some, yeah, it's mostly it's got a bunch of dolphin and other you know.
No way.
Yeah, barnacles and crap in it.
Yeah.
Which company? Every one of them?
All of them. Chicken of the Sea.
You think
Sunkissed.
So? You think so?
Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff going on in there. We've always known. And that's the, you know, dolphin, hey, never tasted so
good.
Is this
a conspiracy theory?
No.
No,
it says in the can, dolphin.
May contain dolphin.
No, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it says. I've never read the can.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. But it's just, you got to have a.
I remember that was a thing. I don't know if it still is or not.
Yeah.
But tuna, yeah. It's a, we like grind up our homeless people. I don't see homeless people that much anymore. There's like, I think Subway's
that's
buying
a big
all the
deal
homeless
over
people.
There. So
babies that I mean, are born defected and stuff, those all go in the tuna.
Dolphins like eat tuna. So when they go to net a bunch of tuna, you're going to get a dolphin or two in there. I mean, and what are you going to, you expect them to pluck every dolphin out of a catch of tuna?
Yeah.
I don't.
Have you ever watched Deadliest Catch? Yes, they pluck all the crap out.
Okay.
They just put the crabs that are the good ones in there.
Oh, yeah, that's crabs, though.
Not like, different.
You know, cheap tuna, tin.
Tuna's expensive. Have you ever seen the price of a blackfin or yellowfin or bluefin tuna?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what I'm saying.
Like 25
the cans
bucks
of 69 cents. Where is that at? Like, what's going
on
there?
Damn
it. There you go.
I ain't
you
know, making my own argument here.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll never eat freaking tuna. Yeah.
No, please eat it. I don't care.
I love
tums.
Yeah, you get you like a tuna steak. There's no.
I'm with you on that. You're right. A can of tuna. That's suspect. I ain't thought about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Just any canned meat. You know?
That's messed up, bro.
I like you looked at my wound here like it was ringworm.
I definitely thought it was ringworm,
not,
dude.
It's not.
How did you catch me doing that? That was obvious.
Is it a burn?
It looks is. Like a burn from it's here. From this bottle warmer that we have for Mariah because she's one of those babies that needs a warm bottle. Yeah. Can't have a cold one. So I have this device that I stick the bottle in. It warms it up, but it has like a spray of steam that comes out from top of it. This was literally, I just passed my arm. Like I reached over it to grab something. The steam hit me for like a split second before I recoiled.
Wow.
And that is the dang first degree burn left on my hand right
there.
That's
insane.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I mean, you got to be careful what the bottle's temperature comes out as
I got it. It's like we.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's
I know
all
you're
out
not.
Stuff.
I'm just
right,
saying
right.
Other parents that may not have thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you got a hot spot in that bottle and goes into that baby like that.
Oh,
jeez.
It's
oh,
so th- and even
it's four. Why does it do that?
Even
you have to boil it. Like
It like boils some a little bit of water in there. Yeah, steams like steams it up. You know, so that way it's if it was boiling and heat that stuff up quick, steam, you know, does it slowly. So the insulin, you know, the formula itself won't be, it'll be like perfectly warm,
right?
But that bottle, you cannot touch it with your hand. Mm. Like you have to grab some tongs and pull it out. If you just touch it right out of there,
yeah, I've seen
that'll
you.
Be on your hands.
Jeez.
Oh yeah. If I do
with the alchemy, like it's like you're making potions.
Yeah.
You know, guys, we got to get out of here.
Yeah,
you got
that's
a
true.
Thing to
I
do.
I got
to
roll in like
you literally,
3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Your husband's fat. Yell at him about it. None of us care.
No, I mean, seriously, understand that you guys could probably, I'm sure you don't weigh the same you did in high school.
No.
Y'all could probably walk together.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I mean, yeah, start walking together.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the first stop.
Boom. A trip to Mexico, liposuction is like a grand down.
Yeah.
My dad started riding bicycles. He now rides like 15, 18 miles a day.
So you're saying he's like an adamant cyclist.
He's 71.
Yeah.
So y'all can do it. Y'all can walk the block a couple times at 30, 21, whatever
I've
it
seen,
is.
And you know seeing pictures of your dad, there's a lot of like 25-year-olds who wish they look like your dad.
Yeah. He can't hear.
Does he shake his fist at cars? Share the road.
No, no. He's pretty chill. He's kind of, I guess I'm kind of like him maybe.
Because bicyclists.
Cyclists.
Yeah. they tend to be douches. You know what I mean? Like the ones on the side of the road who are like just spilling over.
Subaru. Not any of the locals. But
definitely not.
No, no. But I'm glad. I'm sure there will be cyclists and motorcyclists that will be impressed that you actually know the difference.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like a biker is not the same from a cyclist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? A bicyclist.
Yeah, a bicyclist.
Definitely vote for two different parties right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, one's red and one's blue. I'm just saying. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Guy rides a bike. What party do you think he belongs to?
Yeah, I know.
Right. Guy rides a Harley.
Yeah. No, no. He also wants to grow up to be like his kid. That's
you ever seen somebody say that? That saying is so stupid. Every time I hear it, I have to like dissect it. Yeah. It's like even slightly makes sense.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Right. I'm going to grow up to be like my child.
That's funny.
We got to go. Thank you, Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Thank you, Jay, Patrick. We're going to see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.